Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Yesterday, as I stood at my last stop on the campaign trail, I'll never be doing a rally again. Can you believe it? I think we've done 900 rallies approximately from the. Can you imagine?
Wow. Wow.
900, 901, something, a lot of rallies. And it was sad. Everybody was sad. Many people, I said, this is our last rally. But now we're going on to something that's far more important, because the rallies were used for us to be put in this position where we can really help our country. That's what we're going to do.
And remember, the Trump rallies are usually between 1 and 72 hours long. So, you know, when he says 900, that's probably in the vicinity of, what, 1,500 to 2,000 hours? That's amazing. Wow, I didn't realize it was that many. You know, meanwhile, other people are typically clocking in a cool 18 minutes via teleprompter. Anyway, so I, for one, will not be sad that the rallies have gone away, because that means I don't have to watch them. But, you know, Trump will be back probably in 4 years stumping for whomever you would figure. I mean, but that's, 4 years is a long way away at this point. CNN and everybody else was calling this race at 4:30 our time this morning. The Pennsylvania had already gone Trump's way, but it was Wisconsin that put him up over the top. We're now waiting. I guess everybody's asleep. I guess they're not working on the numbers anymore, because all of the numbers are frozen at what they were. They were waiting on Michigan, Maine, Arizona, Nevada, Alaska to come in. All of those but Maine are likely to go for Donald Trump. And so his number eventually is going to be well over 300, we would expect. The Senate is going to be back easily in control of the Republicans. They got 52 seats right now, and that will probably go up. Flipped three so far. The House likely to also, of course, be in Republican control, but a lot of those races are yet to be determined. Now, big things happened here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties last night, particularly, and we had a chance last night when we were on the air to talk to some of our elected leaders, and I wanted to give you a chance to hear some of those interviews, because there's some fairly interesting stuff in some of their comments that we had throughout the night. First up here, we moved off of it all of a sudden. Okay. We did manage to speak a little bit with Alex Andrade last night.
Alex, welcome back to the, what do we call him, this show?
The news radio. How about that? Welcome back, sir.
Thanks for having me on, guys. How's it going?
Absolutely. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's exciting. So this election has to be compared to, like, my 2020 election, right? It's the last time I had a general election, presidential year, and, I was personally surprised by the margin. I was very excited to see the result, and I could not be more appreciative of the voters in House District 2 for putting their faith in me for one more term.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty big win. It's not all that surprising. I think this is, kind of what we were expecting once, but still, a pretty big victory for you. I'm going to ask you the question that I'm going to allow you to completely feel free not to answer. Do you have any interest in talking about the Milton elections? Because you had four people up for re-election, incumbents, as part of the 6-2 majority, all of whom lost, all of whom were generally aligned with Alex and the former city manager, Randy Jorgensen, and the current city manager, Ed, and so Ed Spears. And so that's the nature of that question is, are you eager to get out of your job talking about the Milton elections?
I get my knife back, most likely.
Yeah, right? So you're going to say it out. You're going to say the thing out loud. That's what I've been saying is, it looks like all four seats are going to switch. That's a 6-2 split. And, let's just say that the ones that were the twos, they're likely to be the sixes. They're not your biggest fans. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's a legal client. There's no secret that, unfortunately, somehow me giving direct and accurate advice, legal advice, to that counsel became politicized, unfortunately.
Yeah. And he, look, you know, he went on for a long answer. I'm not going to play all of it. But the short of it is, you know, he will serve if they want him to serve. But the widespread expectation has been that if this goes this way, both he and Ed Spears are going to be out of jobs. And, I mean, I think, honestly, maybe many other people leave the administration. Because if they see the things around them that they liked going away, there's a lot of senior leadership that I would not be surprised if it changes in Milton. Not because they're forced out, but because they probably don't want to be there anymore. I mean, I don't know. If I'm Ed Spears, I don't know if I want to work in that environment anymore. We'll come back to some of our other interviews that we had last night. 8:16 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Still dealing with that accident with injuries and roadblock that happened I-110 northbound right around mile marker number 5, which is where the Davis Highway split off is. It's a crash with roadblock, so you definitely want to plan around that one. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you're 64, turning 65, or you're retiring, or you are already on Medicare, but you want to make some changes, hey, Ricky Stewart, she takes care of this stuff. She helps people every single day, people just like you. If I were 64 and or retiring, I would be calling her to get converted from regular insurance over onto Medicare. Now, it can seem a little bit like, you know, stressful because it's a new thing and you don't want to, you know, you don't understand it maybe, and you have questions about Medicare Advantage and supplement and prescription drugs and, you know, does Medicaid apply to me? Okay, all good questions. Very easy to answer. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one part that she does, and she's great at it. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your fall barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie board to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli Fine Wine and Cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola is the area's premier bicycle store and full-service repair shop for all makes and models. They specialize in top-notch customer service with the largest selection of e-bikes around. Trek Store has a full line of bike accessories and racks and can fit all riders from a child's first to seniors. Locally owned and operated by Robbie Mott, serving cyclists for over 20 years, you'll experience the best at Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola, 701 East Cervantes Street, and online at trekstoregulfcoast.com.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Isn't there a children's book about an elephant named Babar?
I don't know. I don't have any.
No children?
No elephant books.
Come on, man. And with the local DBC News, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback.
Well, Mr. President, I appreciate you allowing me to join you on this incredible journey. I thank you for the trust that you placed in me. And I think that we just witnessed the greatest political comeback in the history of the United States of America. And under President Trump's leadership, we're never going to stop fighting for you, for your dreams, for the future of your children. And after the greatest political comeback in American history, we're going to lead the greatest economic comeback in American history under Donald Trump's leadership.
He's turned out to be a good choice. I took a little heat at the beginning, But he was, I knew the brain was a good one, about as good as it gets.
I knew
and
the brain was a good one.
And we're going to have a...
I knew the brain was a good one. All right, fine. Oh, somebody's like, Andrew, are you going to criticize Trump as president when he says and does dumb things? Come on, man. It's been 10 years. If you don't know, be mine now. I will praise when they do smart things. I will criticize when they do dumb things, and you'll hear it on both, you know, either way. I did it with Obama. I did it with Biden. I did it with Trump the first time around. I did it with Bush. I know I wasn't on the air here for that, but, you know, there you go. 821 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
And good morning, Andrew. Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to speak sometime today. We still don't have any word on exactly when that's going to happen, but we'll let you know as soon as we do figure that one out. Stocks are surging before the opening bell after Donald Trump was declared the projected winner of the presidential election. The Dow Jones futures jumped over 1,200 points. So we'll be watching the markets here throughout the day as they react to the election yesterday. And just one marijuana measure passed on Election Day. That was in Nebraska. Voters said yes to making medical marijuana legal there. Of course, here, Amendment 3 did not pass, or did Amendment 4.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, it got real close. I was surprised, actually, that marijuana didn't pass. Glad it didn't pass. And surprised how close Amendment 4 came. Whew, that was very, very close. We talked about this a lot last night. We think legalization is coming. It's just a question of time. And that, you know, right. Probably at the federal level, since, you know, Trump has expressed support for Amendment 3, that he would look to deschedule it off of Schedule 1 and so forth, that it would eventually come to everybody. Because what we need is more high people, right? That's the best thing you could ever possibly imagine, you know? So,
and hey, you gotta love that smell.
No, it's fantastic. I feel like I want to have more of it in my house, on my clothes, on everything I own in my hair. Yeah, absolutely. No, it's wonderful. David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, you know, just a quick note. Alex said something in talking about being the attorney. He's like, look, if they want me to be their attorney, I'll still be their attorney. My job is to give good professional legal advice to the counsel, and I will do that if they want me. And if they don't, well, that is their choice. And I'd kind of make it sound like Ed Spears is some political No, same thing. And same thing for everybody. I mean, that's their job, is to serve whoever the counsel is. It just happens to have been historically that the city council in Milton was more aligned one way, which is unfortunate. I mean, really, it shouldn't be that way, but it kind of has been that way. And so, you know, I won't be surprised if things turn out a different way. And oh, by the way, Days of Our Milton is definitely not ending. Yeah, that will. There's plenty of drama to go around even now as things change dramatically. A couple of other things that happened last night. We talked to several of our local elected leaders, including. Now, it wasn't a big, like, a decisive new thing for Steve Stroberger to take over because, you know, he was going to win anyway. But we did, you know, but it was just he did have to actually win it. But, you know, we talked to him. He's the District 1 representative who's going to replace Jeff Bergosh. Commissioner, congratulations and welcome back to the News Radio.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. I know you're in a little bit of a loud environment at the Trump watch party, so I will appreciate that, and we won't take you for too long. But, well, how does it feel? I've never run for – and I did actually run as a writing candidate for school board a million years ago, and it was – I mean, never. But I've never won an election. What does it feel like to win the election and be the guy looking at being in the seat?
Well, right now, it's just kind of anticlimactic because I felt like I won already.
you had your fun already, and this was a little bit of bonus. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's confirmation. I mean, that's what it is. I know I didn't want to take it for granted, but man, it doesn't really feel any different than it did a little while ago, to tell you the truth. It's nice that 30,000 plus people voted for me, so I'm happy about that. I don't know who those other 1,200 people are. I'm not sure why that happened. But
I'm always well, curious. There's always some.
I know. I'm always curious why nobody would vote for me. I just always am. You know, I was joking with Robert Bender. I texted him. I told him I wanted a recount, I think, after the primary. After the primary, I told him I haven't met anyone in D1, and I've met people not in D1 who voted for me. So I want a recount. I think I got every vote except for maybe Sally and Jeff Bergosh. I think that even Jesse Pacey voted for me.
No, you're killing me. That's too funny. So we were, I don't know if you had a chance to hear it, but we were just talking with Stephen Barry, who, of course, won his election, you know, by pretty wide margin. One of the things he was saying is that, you know, looking forward to, you know, and we were kind of saying the same thing, is looking forward to a little bit more civility on the board, less personality clash, a little bit more consensus, maybe more 5-0 votes. Are you anticipating, you know, you're part of now kind of the two-vote block with Mike Kohler, much of the time we would expect, and then Ashley Hoffberger, we said, is kind of going to be the swing vote. Are you anticipating significant changes? I mean, you know, county leadership changes? Are you, you know, what are you thinking is going to happen in the near future?
Yeah, I am expecting changes. I did talk with Lubin, and I've been talking to Ashley, and I met with Stephen also.
Which, by the way, let's make sure people know this. You were allowed to do that until you're the designated elect, right? Because Sunshine doesn't apply.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I met Lubin last weekend. I met with Stephen several weeks ago. And I told Lubin the same thing I told Stephen, that I want to be able to come and to the dais for a Board of County Commissioners meeting. I want to shake hands with them. I want to exchange pleasantries, talk about the kids, you know, update on baseball, all that kind of stuff. Shake hands and have a good meeting. None of the shenanigans, none of the outrageous comments. I hope that should be over. I don't think that's going to happen. And I told Lumen the same thing that I talked to Stephen. And I don't think it's coming from those guys. I think I'm going to be able to work with Stephen, and I'm going to be able to work with Lumen.
Great.
So it's actually me and her had a talk. We've had several talks, and she agrees with me. She could work with Stephen and me and me and Mike. But we're not looking for a 3-vote block. I'm looking for 5-0 votes. That's what I want, and that's what we're going to get. That's my feeling about it. That's what I
And I thought that was a really good thing to say, that they're looking for 5-0. They're not looking for close, you know, like Kohler and Stroberger versus Lumen May and Stephen Barry and then Ashley as the swing vote. They're trying to create consensus, which is good. Which, by the way, Stephen Barry had similar comments about, you know, civility. We'll play those here in just a second. John Pickens got traffic on the 5s. John?
That's right. Still dealing with that accident that happened on I-110 northbound right around mile marker number 5. And that's where it splits off with Davis or to go to I-10. It's a school bus involved on that, so we'll get you more information as it comes available. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Yeah, and, you know, when we talked to Stephen Barry last night also, I asked him the question about civility, or maybe it's Jeremy asked him the question about civility on the board now that Jeff is off, and, you know, he and Lumen are in the knot. They don't have control anymore, which I think is good. That competition is good. That's healthy. That's good. You got to make your case.
I certainly hope so. And, you know, if there's anybody that's, you know, hopefully been an image of professional demeanor and civil nature on a board, you know, hopefully that's been me for a number of years. So, yeah, I hope that that's going to happen. And then what you hope is that you don't end up with many issues that end up in a division like that. I mean, I think there'll be a lot of efforts made to try to get to 5 votes on everything that we're doing. And that may not always be possible, but I believe that's the intent of all 5 board members. I don't think that any board member is going to be trying to blow the organization up from the inside. So I think that's a good thing. I think everybody's going to try to do what they think is best, and hopefully we can get to, you know, unanimous support on, you know, the vast majority of items, which I think we will.
And I really do hope that that's what we see. I'm actually expecting it. And I do think competition is good. And the fact that you won't have a 3-vote block anymore to do basically whatever you decide to do, I think that's going to be healthy for the board. 8:29 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Of course, Kamala Harris is going to be giving a concession speech later today. We will carry that live here on News Radio. If you have plumbing or air conditioning or heating or electrical needs of any kind that you need to get done, Peden will take care of that. They have been doing these things all along the Gulf Coast for more than 55 years. Panama City, Pensacola, Tallahassee, Baldwin County, Mobile County, they do this stuff. And it kind of makes sense. If you do one, you would do all. Right now, they got a couple of specials, a free tank water heater or $1,000 off a tankless water heater whenever you purchase a new AC system or $10 off a Moen-Flo system. So lots of deals available this month in November at Peden, PEADEN.com.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster.
America's future will be bigger, better, bolder, richer, safer, and stronger than it has ever been before.
President-elect Donald Trump with supporters in West Palm Beach, Florida, celebrating a decisive victory over Vice President Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris's watch party essentially turned into a ghost town in D.C. This was at Howard University. People actually started trickling out and leaving once she started losing key battleground states like North Carolina, Georgia. Then she lost Pennsylvania later on in the night. Then everybody left the area once the campaign came out and said she'll be speaking tomorrow night, which is now today.
Fox's Bill Malugin. Republicans take control of the Senate as well with at least 52 seats, maybe a couple more when all the counting's done. It looks like they'll retain control of the House, but there are more than 100 races left to be called there. There is a huge rally, meantime, on Wall Street this morning. This is a Fox News alert.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got cloudy skies. It is 75 degrees in Pensacola today. A busy election season now in the rearview mirror. Escambia County Supervisor of Elections says voter turnout was great for the election.
We had 76% of the registered voters vote. So we had 23% turnout today or election day. And so it was great, but really we were impressed with the early vote turnout. Had 113,000 people that had already voted going into Election Day. And
that is Escambia County Supervisor of Elections, Robert Bender. He says the overall election went great and showed how well Florida can run an election. He said there were no major glitches in their system. They had plenty of redundancy plans in place, and their focus now shifts to matching voter registrations to the number of ballots and showing correctly who voted in the election. Running down some of our local results, Congressman Matt Gaetz retained his District 1 congressional seat against Democrat Gay Valamont. Gaetz got 66% of the vote. Valamont got 34%. The Escambia Board of Commissioners not seeing any unexpected changes. District 5 Commissioner Stephen Berry was reelected. He defeated Joshua Roberson with 62% of the vote. District 2 Commissioner Ashley Hofberger, who was just recently appointed into that seat, has now been elected into that seat, defeating Ron Helms with 62% of the vote. And District 1 candidate Steven Stroberger, who defeated Jeff Bergosh in the primary, got 94% of the vote, defeating a write-in candidate. Don Gaetz is headed back to the state Senate. He defeated Democrat Lisa Newell yesterday for the District 1 state Senate seat, getting 65% of the vote.
It's property insurance, it's housing costs, it's energy costs, it's, you know, making sure people have high-paying jobs. Those are the kitchen table issues that really matter to the people of Northwest Florida. And they're not Republican or Democratic issues. They're Florida issues, and they're issues that have to be tackled by policymakers at the state level.
Gaetz saying he'll be focused on affordability. He previously served as the state Senate president in 2012 to 2014 and was in the state Senate from 2006 to 2016. Pensacola City Council, District 1 Councilperson Jennifer Breyer, District 5 Councilperson Tinyade Broughton, both retaining their seats yesterday, 63 and 64% of the vote, respectively, in their districts. And the Milton City Council, four incumbents were defeated. Ward 3, Seat 2 Councilman Jeff Snow lost to Robert Leake. Ward 4, Seat 1 Councilwoman Sherry Sebastio lost to Ashley Fredwell. Ward 1, Seat 2 Councilman Matthew Jarrett lost his seat to Tom Powers. And Ward 2, Seat 2 Councilwoman Roxanne Meese lost to Larry McKee. Also in Santa Rosa County, the Roads Initiative, which included a 1% local option sales tax and was tied to impact fees for developers, failed. 54% of voters in Santa Rosa County voted against that measure. Well, abortion will still be illegal after 6 weeks in Florida. It'll also still be illegal to use marijuana for recreational purposes. Both controversial amendments 3 and 4 failed to get the needed 60% support they would have needed. Amendment 3 had 56% support. Amendment 4 had 57% support. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by the Watson Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Speaking of accidents, I-110 northbound, right around mile marker number 5. It's a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock. It was a school bus involved on that one. So it's going to be shut down for a little while. So plan definitely around that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather.
Rain chances increasing for your Wednesday. This morning, temperatures starting out in the lower 70s with showers starting to move onshore heading into the afternoon, seeing that chance become a little bit more scattered. Could see some beneficial rainfall from these showers falling over the area. Not going to do a whole lot of warming up this afternoon, only going to see temperatures top out in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell with your WEAR First Warning Weather Update.
Thank you very much, Marion. Right now, we've got 74 in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze, 74 in Milton. Now, the market's definitely reacting to the election yesterday. They're up considerably. The Dow is up 1,293.45 at 45,515.33. The S&P is up 118 points at 5901. The NASDAQ is up 386 points. At 18.825 right now. Our bond rate right now up a bit at 4.46%. Gold prices are down 81.10 at 26.68.60. Silver prices down 173 at 31.05. And Bitcoin up more than 5,000 this morning. The entire crypto market is absolutely soaring today. Bitcoin again, up 5,178.17 at a new all-time high, I believe. It's 74,655.76. Wall Street poised to open higher today. Stocks gaining quite a bit of ground after the election results. Mazda recalling 150,000 new and recent vehicles over several issues. The Japanese automaker says they're recalling 80,000 of their CX-70 and CX-90 models after an issue with an electrical supply unit. They're also recalling 38,000 CX-90 vehicles after a software issue that they say can cause the engine to shut off. Kroger has settled with 30 states that sued over the company's involvement in the opioid crisis. As a result, they'll have to pay nearly $1.4 billion to the states, with the first payment due next year. Dollar Tree going through some big changes. Their CEO says he's stepping down. Rick Dreiling has announced he's stepping down from the company, saying he's going to focus on himself and his family. He was the CEO of Dollar Tree since 2022. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. Trust your vehicle to the best auto service center in Pensacola, Bobby Likas Auto Service. For years, you've relied on Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway for maintenance and repairs, and now you have a choice. Keep taking your vehicle to the Davis Highway shop or go to their new location on Pensacola Boulevard. That's right, Bobby Likas Auto Service now has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. So keep your vehicles running smooth with their maintenance service program, and when your car or truck needs repairs, big or small, bring it to either location. Engine repairs, brake work, transmissions, air conditioning, power steering, and more. They can take care of it. Keep your vehicle on the road with the help of Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway and also on Pensacola Boulevard. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
The holidays are right around the corner. Here's why you should hit up Jim's Firearms in November. 1. Beat the holiday rush. 2. The best selection. Find exactly what you're looking for before it's all gone. 3. Pay with layaway. Lock in your gun purchase now and pay over 60 days. 4. More time for customization. And 5. More time to take it easy and have a stress-free season. Shop smart and local with Jim's Firearms. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento Road and Blue Angel Parkway.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need.
It's easy to sign up for text alerts.
Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Nobody deserves this more than him, and nobody deserves this more than his family does. This is what happens when the machine comes after you. What you've seen over the last several years, this is what it looks like. Couldn't stop him. He keeps going forward. He doesn't quit. He's the most resilient, hardworking man I've ever met in my life. His family are incredible people. This is karma, ladies and gentlemen. He deserves this. They deserve it as a family.
Everybody was octagon fighting. That's the voice of Dana White, the course, talk about a person with energy. And he spoke last night, you know, briefly during the, it was kind of an odd speech, you know, President Trump taking the victory lap before it had been officially announced, or even now it hasn't been officially announced, but all the news agencies are calling it. But, you know, talking about Elon Musk, talking about Dana White, talking about RFK Jr., and, you know, talking about J.D. Vance and everything else. But that leads me to my question of the day. Okay, the reason I played the Dana White clip is because I was trying to think, what would be a fun topic we could talk about today? Maybe not so much fun for everybody, but fun for some. Who do you want as press secretary? We have occasionally had this run around ongoing speculative joke, which is, who would make the most interesting press secretary for President Trump? And I give you Dana White. I give you, like, that would be interesting. I don't think he's going to do it. I think he's too busy. I think he's got his hand in too many other things. He's not going to put himself in that position. I don't think it's going to happen. But who do you think, you can do the serious guess, or you can do the, oh man, I'd love to see this kind of guess. 4-3, like Hulk Hogan. Brother, let me tell you why you're wrong. You know?
You stole my thunder.
Oh, were you going to do?
You stole my thunder.
Okay, rewind. I don't know who it's going to be, but it's probably not going to be Dana White. John Pickens, who do you want as?
Hulk Hogan, brother.
I think that would be entertaining.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Meg, do you want to play this game? I know.
I'm still laughing.
Good. I'm a total pro. Do you want to be let off for the day on this one?
I'm thinking. No.
Oh, okay,
I'm
you're thinking for
I'm
your answer.
To think
okay,
who would be good? I haven't come up with anybody yet, but I'm okay. Thinking. I'm right, being open minded.
So somebody said Joe Rogan when I asked this question earlier. 437-1620. I'll tell you what. In fact, I got one. I got three texts in so far already for Joe Rogan. I'll tell you why it's not going to be Joe Rogan. Because the job of the press secretary is to sell out to the administration. You are, it's like a lawyer's job, right? Your client is right, period, and you're there to explain why they're right. The press secretary is not there to be the reasonable voice of evidence and criticism. You know, they're not a news person. They are the spokesperson for the president. And so I don't think Joe Rogan can do that role. And I don't think Joe Rogan would do that role because he's independent. He thinks for himself. He likes to be on both sides. I don't think he's the kind of guy that would sell out to a particular, and not because he doesn't agree with Trump, but just because I don't think he would ever take that role for anybody. That doesn't strike me as who he is.
And I don't think weed is legal in Washington, D.C. either.
Touché.
Nice, there you go. All right. 437-1620. Do you have anybody yet, Meg? Or are you still struggling?
I don't know. Maybe Tucker Carlson.
That's also one we're getting a bunch of texts on for Tucker Carlson. That would make sense since, you know, he's a little out of a gig you know, right now. That would make sense. I could actually see that. That's the first one that I've heard where I think that could actually happen. Now, I think Vivek Ramaswamy would be one where, and clearly has no problem selling out for Trump and is, you know, a Trumper and very entertaining, willing to say what he wants to, you know, to say it, you know, succinctly. PJ, you had something you want to weigh in with?
Meg Kelly.
Oh, okay. Well, she got roars the other night when she appeared with him, or at least I think so. That's what I had kind of read. So that would be an interesting one, yeah. And she'd be the, well, Tucker's news, but they, like, they have that news-esque element, right? Yeah. It's a question whether Trump is going to just go for full entertainment value, you know, or whether he's going to, you know, do news, brother. 8:45 on News Radio 92.3. Question of the day is, who do you think would be the press secretary? Who do you want to be the press secretary? If you have an interesting, entertaining one, we'll focus on those. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still dealing with that accident that happened on I-110 northbound right around mile marker number 5, which is where Davis splits off, where you can split off to Davis or go to I-10. And school bus was involved, so it's got some major backups associated with that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide, you know, if it's time, where to go, or even what is out there, hey, go to Frontier and just tell them you're looking. Okay, tell them that you're looking, and if they have what you want, then obviously you can buy it. But if they don't have exactly what you want, they can go looking for you. You know, they go looking for people all the time to find them cars that, you know, maybe they have something close, but you're looking for something with lower miles or, you know, a little bit older or newer or whatever. Because they specialize in cars that are like 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years old, low miles, great condition. That's the kind of thing that they specialize in. Cars that they will warranty then for 10 years or 100,000 miles and 100,000 miles, you know, right? But it's either one. And they're going to sell you cars that you can drive for a long time. So it's like buying the peace of mind of a new car, but getting it at the price of a used car, which is, you know, really what they specialize in. So great place to go look around, get information, get your feet wet a little bit if you're kind of in the uncertain phase. They've been serving the Pensacola community Frontier has for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 8:47 on News Radio 92.3, the frivolous topic question of the day is, who would you like to see as press secretary for President Trump?
Now that he Andrew, you've actually got somebody that said Andrew McKay.
Do they?
Yes.
No.
I would. Yes.
No.
It's there.
I can't.
It's there.
No. And for the same reason Rogan couldn't. Because if I think something is wrong, I cannot stand there and tell you I think it's right. And if I think, you know, there are going to be times where, and Trump is, it drives me crazy. You know, and I couldn't be that. I literally couldn't do the job that he deserves to have somebody do for him, which is to be his spokesperson all the time. Same problem I'd have. Oh, somebody here says, Mr. T. Oh, I love it.
Pity the fool.
Pity the fool. No, they pity the Andrew McKay. Somebody says, Brett Baer. I don't think he would do it. Too straight, too news-oriented, likes his gig that he's got now. Let's see. If only Randy Savage were alive. Step into a Slim Jim.
No.
Step into the press secretary. Nick Saban. Oh, that's interesting. I don't think he wants that. That's a young person's gig. That's an under 50 gig. Under 40, really. Clint Eastwood. All right. Bring back the lady with the big binder of facts. Okay. Rachel Maddow. Oh, that's rude. Sorry, that's just rude. But I love you. You're so funny. I'd love to have George Carlin or Don Rickles if they were still alive. I want Kayleigh McEnany back. Theo Vaughn. Oh, that's an interesting suggestion. Corinne Jean-Pierre and see how she handles it. Oh, y'all are so mean. Oh, now this is Dan Bongino. Interesting theory. I don't think he would give up the radio gig for this, but interesting theory. Tulsi Gabbard, okay. Vivek, somebody says, would be good. You're right about that. Again, Andrew McKay put on the list. Take me off the list. Vivek, Tulsi Gabbard, Charlie Kirk, Candace Owens. Oh, these are all interesting. There's some really interesting suggestions in here. Give the olive branch to Harris and be for the nation's health as ever. I'm not sure how that's an answer. Let's see. 437 1620. Somebody suggested our boss, Dave Hoxing. Oh, you're funny. You got Sam Kinison. What? I can't do Sam. It'll hurt my voice if I even try to do him, Sam Kinison. Somebody says, I think Mike Wood should apply. he's too okay. Close to retirement. He doesn't want it. Ben Shapiro, Sebastian Gorka. Oh, please not Sebastian Gorka. Ben Shapiro, that'd be an interesting one. Ben Shapiro, too smart to do it, I think. That would be the problem. A lot of entertainment. I'm surprised. Meg, did you ever actually come up with, I can't remember now.
I said Tucker Carlson.
You did say Tucker Carlson. Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough. Maybe offer it to somebody who's totally sold out to the Trump cause, like, I don't know, Jimmy Kimmel? or Stephen Colbert. You look, they did everything they could to stop him. I mean, who was it? Stephen Colbert had Tim Walz on Monday night when equal time could not be implemented. There's no way to do it, right? So, but you know that the both of them, though they are livid with the result, have to be thrilled with the result. That's 4 more years of guaranteed material for them.
Oh,
guaranteed material that they have been living on for 8 years. When Trump wasn't even president, they've been living like he was. So, you know, I'm going to cry an awful lot. Sylvester Stallone. somebody says, could we hire Kamala? She'll be available soon. Oh, this is a joke not everybody's going to get, but somebody said Larry Downs Jr. If you know who he is, and I'm not going to explain. I can't explain. 8:51 on News Radio 92. That's funny. He would take the job. I guarantee you he would take the job. 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Do you actually listen to yourself when you speak, or do you find you drift in and out?
With their tanks and their bombs, and their bombs, and their guns, in your head,
Good morning, 8:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. As I've been saying all hour, all 4 hours, really, do keep your Democrat friends in mind and be nice. Seriously, it's hard for them. Just like it was hard for you in 2020. You know, you don't always win. It's good to be, you know, kind to people who are, some of them are depressed and some of them are upset and some of them are fine. And, you know, if they're at work and, you know, just... be better than the person that they expect you to be. That's my general advice. Be better than the person that they expect you to be. And look, it's okay to take the win and not have to rub it in people's faces. It really is. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3. And this is a big win. This is a big win. I was one of the few people who thought this would turn out this way and said it very cautiously yesterday. And lo and behold, the poll. I never want to hear your presidential poll again. I never want, should be, make them illegal. I don't care. Would we be worse off if it were illegal? Anyway, never come to me with your presidential poll again. Let's see. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
It's also National Give a Democrat a Hug Day.
Sorry. I had to. Nice. I'm sorry.
If they'll take it.
If they'll take it. I just want to give them hugs.
They might flinch. Like,
why are you doing this?
Don't hit me again.
Still dealing with that accident. I-110 northbound right around mile marker number 5 as it splits off to go to Davis and I-10. Still seeing some major delays with that one, so definitely playing around that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Amen. All right. Somebody had texted me and said, regardless, God's in control, win or lose. And yeah, I mean, that's the point. And sometimes, again, like I talked about yesterday, we set these things up like they have more importance than they really do. The country is bigger than just a few politicians one way or the other, even though they get to make the decisions. I get it. It makes a difference, but it doesn't make that big of a difference. It does make a difference. so it's worth noting. Hey, if you're trying to decide, oh, by the way, markets, oh my God, the markets are freaking out this morning. They're up like the Dow. I only looked at the pre-market, but it's up like 1,200. Bitcoin is surging. Everything is. And I don't know if that's so much because it's Trump or because there's an answer. I suspect it's a little bit of both. Having a decisive answer, we don't have this long, drawn-out, acrimonious fight over who's the president, and also that it's, I think both are kind of built into this response, but the markets are just, you know, at least they were. I haven't checked what happened at 8:30, but, you know, that's what it looked like ahead of time. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, when is the right time? Hey, Christina Leavenworth was just on Pep Talk the other day, and she was saying, you know, really, November and December, not great times to sell a home. You just, people are too busy doing other stuff. They're busy seeing relatives, dealing with the holidays, thinking about cooking and eating and gifts. And it's not as great a time. You can do it, but she says it's better to just wait. Wait till January. Sell a lot of homes in January. You're going to have more offers, more competition, better pricing, most likely. Now, if you got to move, you got to move. Okay, that's fine. But that's an example of when somebody's done something a lot, they know how to do it effectively. And she sold 100, she and her team sold 175 homes last year. They're on track to do about that same number this year. And that's, you know, repetitions. It's reps. It's muscle memory. It's knowing how to do this, how to solve problems, how to avoid the problem. If you come up with a new problem, to solve that on the way to getting to the close, and knowing what's normal in the market, like, you know, how do we adapt to insurance and do we need to replace the roof or the water heater, the AC, all that kind of stuff. They know because they've done it so many times. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. The big surprises in the outcomes last night at the local level. Most of the politically connected people that I had talked to actually expected Stephen Barry to lose last night. I had a lot of people telling me they thought Stephen Barry was going to lose to Josh Robertson. I didn't know one way or the other, and I don't even know how to gauge what's going to happen in local elections, except I was expecting the tax issue to lose in Santa Rosa County because it just historically, Santa Rosa County votes down sales taxes. But the board is going to be very different in Escambia County, of course, when Jeff Bergosh ages off of there. Of course, Ashley Hoffberger won her election. Not that big of a surprise. In Santa Rosa County, with the tax going down, now the impact fees go away. But as I've tried to say many times, don't be too discouraged if you think they need the money. They're going to find other ways to raise it because the board is now very pro-reform of the land development code and of costs. And, I mean, the builders, this is something we talked about last night. Builders put huge amounts of money into these races and really didn't come away with much of it, especially in Santa Rosa County. But, you know, again, you know, their supported candidate, Stephen Barry, did win. Where Ashley Hoffberger is going to land on some of this stuff, we'll have to wait and see. But congratulations not only to everybody who won, but to everybody who ran. You know, I know Lisa Newell was fighting an impossible fight against Don Gates, you know, but I'm glad that she participated. I'm glad that Francine Mathis ran a race. I'm glad that other people ran their opposition races. It's good to have democracy.